Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Today we have our special partner with us, Dr. Lucas Giacomides, everybody.
I am the special one.
You're the special one.
They always pat my head.
Because you're bald.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Benny Hill guy, the little guy. You just pat him on the head.
Do they rub your belly?
Well, only if you pay extra. I'm sorry. That's so, a Sean Watson joke out there. Sorry.
You're so zen.
So bad.
Speaking of Asian, I have a really quick mom story.
Speaking of Asian.
But let me. Yeah,
when are we speaking about
the,
Asians?
The Buddha.
Oh, the Buddha. Okay.
Rubbed your head and your belly. That's a Buddha thing. Before I forget, everybody, you can reach us during the week at 512-238-0762. Somebody tell Joe Rogan that we are the number two most amazing men's wellness. Can I just lie and say we're the number one?
No.
We're the number one most amazing men's wellness program on the radio.
Who says they're number one?
You know, feedspot.com, they listed all of the men's wellness programs, okay. And we came in number two out of all of the possible nominations in the entire world.
Wow.
That are English speaking. The number one, when I don't remember, I listened to it and it wasn't interesting enough for me to carry on. It was like an hour long, so I gave up.
Should we not do English speaking shows every now and then? Mm-hmm. Maybe for our Spanish or Greek audience out there?
Not well, that you do Greek. Speak five languages.
I do.
So we could do...
And sign language. I've been practicing my sign language lately.
Was it your middle finger?
Yeah, no, well, that's right. Only when you're cut off in traffic.
That means hello, an extra sensitive hello. We're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, Texas. You can reach us during the week with your questions. You can email them to armormenshealth@gmail.com, and we will answer them on the radio anonymously. You can listen to our podcasts wherever you catch podcasts, because we are super famous in the arena of podcasts.
Apparently, yeah.
Spotify, iHeart, Radio, Amazon, Pandora. It's really kind of cool when I get in the car and I listen to one of our podcasts, yeah. And then our little picture pops up on the screen.
Well, it makes me feel like pictures. We're famous. You've got Dr. Mystery's high school yearbook picture up there, so it's fantastic to see how badly we all age as time goes on. But I think I've always looked like a 50-year-old man, you know? I don't know, since I was 20, so it helps.
That's too funny. Well, we'll put your picture up one day soon, too. We're on our website, okay. So check out our website. It's armormenshealth.com. That was a perfect segue. Real quick, I had a funny story I thought about. You know, my mom, who's in Thailand,
yes.
Who is Thai, she had a big crush on the Price is Right guy. What was his name?
Bob Barker.
Like, wow. Big time crush on this man. If so, one day, she's always like, oh, Bob Barker. I love Bob Barker so much. I'm like, why do you love him so much? And she said, true story, she said, oh, he's so tall, dick, and hairy.
Wow.
And I said, Tom, dick, or hairy, or tall, dark, and handsome. And she said, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, she loved Bob Barker.
Spay and neuter your pets. That's what Tom was saying.
That's right. Anyway, I thought that was a good segue into penises.
Well, I was just thinking about language. The debate in our family lately has been how to pronounce the thing that you put on pancakes.
Syrup?
That's what I say.
What does your family say?
My wife says syrup.
Syrup?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's
no.
Like nails on chalkboards, isn't it?
It's syrup.
It's syrup, right?
I don't know. That's a debate. Now, the listeners need to chime in.
It is a debate. Weigh in, because it, like, even half my children, and I have three children. I don't know how we get to half, but half of them say it one way, and the boy says it the other way.
Syrup. Oh, now I'm overthinking it. Now it sounds like a foreign word all of a sudden.
I know.
Syrup.
So just to throw that out there, but it's just the power of language and people's perception of what is the way it should be, right? It's
right?
Like, it's this way or it's that way, you know? Hmm. Yeah, you think you're really right, but they're really, really wrong, you know? But then again, they're equally thinking. It's equally terrible.
That's funny. I have a list on my phone that I keep tally for my husband. He's not allowed to say certain words because it just drives me insane the way he says them wrong, incorrectly.
Such as?
Such, he says generally. He said instead of generally, he'll say generally. Yeah. Like he's Elvis.
Like
generally. Yeah, just generally speaking. I'm like, what? What was that? So anyway.
She gets on me when I start sounding too Texan, you know. I am Texan, but it's like, give me some of the Dendere biscuits.
No.
What? No.
That is not a Giacomides thing to say.
No. Texan. Giacomides, my Texan uncle.
You know, we had a really interesting patient of yours. I'd love to chat about him. We are going to have him as a guest, too, on our show.
Oh, I hope so.
He was, I thought, so interesting and engaging and insightful, and he had our spark wave treatments done, and that is also called linear compressed focused ultrasound. Or, I mean, there's all sorts of names, shockwave treatment. Why don't you tell us about his experience and what you saw?
Yeah, we saw him today, and I'm glad he's going to come out here, and if we'll protect his identity unless he wants to blab it out. If not, I'll make up one of my friend's names and then say it's them, because it's and it very well may
we're
be.
We're going to call him Lucas.
Yes.
Giacomides.
I have a cousin. You know, it's funny. You know, I tell every man that whatever age we are as men is the percentage of men our age who have erectile dysfunction. So, you know, as I said, I'm pushing 50, which means if I'm in a room of guys my age, mm-hmm. and they all say they're having gray boners, you know, the bottom line is half of them are lying.
Really?
And I start to see, little by little, they're all coming to see me, either as a patient or maybe just ask me at the poker table, a golf course, like, hey, you know, I need a little help, you know.
Right.
And so it's good to have options. And so in this patient's case, you know, we talked about the options, you know. He's like, you know, he's already taking some medications that, like, Cialis, mm-hmm. Tadalafil. It's like, you know, it's just not getting me my spontaneity, my edge that I need to get that extra oomph to go.
Right. And he said he broke, quote unquote, broke his penis in a crazy sex tirade 7 years ago. And he said, it's okay that we talk about this. But yeah. because of that incident, since then, he hasn't had normal erections, had really hard time getting, no pun intended, he had a hard time getting a good erection. So he's not been dating. He's had no self-confidence in that area. He's had a really big life struggle with that. And I thought we had a really long conversation about that. And I thought, wow,
yeah,
that really
good.
Sucks.
I forgot that level of detail, but you know, cause broken penis is, for all the those who wonder how one does that, it's not exactly a bone,
right?
But it's also not exactly a scaffold, you know, so.
But it sure can snap when something's done wrong.
So if you zig and the partner zags, then, and you're supporting the weight of this person, ideally, you know, if they're on top, mm-hmm. well, you can crack that thing and it has to be, I got called about one this past week. You know, so it's a matter of...
That makes my titi hurt and I don't have a titi.
Yeah, because you used to. You broke yours. You know, it was fractured like a broken heart. But it ultimately, it's something that has to be fixed. And when people don't rush in and get that done, it can mm-hmm. be a permanent issue. So yeah, I think that and priapism is the dreaded 4-hour erection mm-hmm. and that lasts longer than 4 hours. You may not get any recovery after that.
You think you want that. You really don't want that,
no,
guys.
No.
It's a painful beast when it happens.
Or that 5-day one we talked about recently, but yeah. not a good thing. So ultimately, you know, you can get really psychologically down from this. And mm-hmm. the brain is such a powerful sex organ. I mean, it all mm-hmm. starts there, right? Maybe not when you're asleep and you get morning wood, but boy, if you're thinking it's not going to work, you're not going to will that boy up.
Right.
You know, you've got to get relaxed, in the mood, let the vessels expand and
do their thing.
We went to SparkWave or Linear or whatever the heck you call it. But you see them on the ads these days.
They're
the
super vague on the ads.
Correct. Because I won't badger the competition. But if you really want a good comprehensive evaluation, you come and see us. No offense to those who offer it too. Because at the end, their end result is always going to be that.
Right.
No one's going to go there and say, I went there and they gave me pills. They're going to go there and they're going to get sold.
Or surgery or examination by a urologist.
Or surgery is bad. There are people who clearly need surgery. And there are people who clearly don't need Spark, mm-hmm. but at least come to us and get the option to say, okay, here's everything you're going to do. In this particular case, he said, I'll think about it. I sent him some stuff. I emailed it to him. He called me back and it's not a hard sell. You do that. You come in. If you feel hard sold by me, you let me know. This is not for me and we're not going to push it.
Mm-hmm.
So we started doing this and, you know, after about 2 or 3 sessions, at first he was a little bit undecided. He's like, can I just get like 3 or 4? And like, well, yeah, it may help you, but most people just get the package, buy 5, get 1 free effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've gotten to know it and more, and every week it's just like, you know, I've got a little bit more confidence, a little better. I'm just feeling more relaxed. This is working fantastic. And I think the other important thing he told me, and I'm sorry I'm rambling.
No, this is great information.
But he said, you know, I still take the pills, but mm-hmm. at least I just, for that extra little like netting underneath the acrobat, I just want to make sure I don't fall.
What it should be.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it should be a supplemental right. thing
Correct.
To help.
And I've had that with some of my other SparkWays too. It's like if your definition of success is getting off meds, maybe that won't be the true definition of success. But mm-hmm. but if it just gives you that extra oomph and that power, and the bottom line is, are you happy with what you've done?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is yes, then it's successful to me. And hopefully, yeah, he'll come and talk about it.
Yeah, he said he's going to come on soon, so listen for that. But I thought I was really intrigued when he went into detail about how he would have to turn down women in dating for the last several years because he knew that the end result wasn't going to be good.
And it's so hard to date when you have to be somewhat spontaneous. It's already kind of crazy anyway, right? You're just mm-hmm. you know, in this crazy world of Tinder and whatnot, but
right.
but some people are just, that's what they're there for. And if you're like, okay, hang on a second, let me go get my vacuum pump and a constricting vacuum ring, ain't gonna happen on the dating scene.
Let me take my pill.
Yeah,
just a moment.
Can I be back in 30 minutes? but not 4 hours, and I've got to just stare at it, and it better work. And you get one shot at it, right?
Right. That's true. I didn't even think about that, the dating idea now, that if you're on Tinder and dating for a specific reason and that reason's not going to work, you got to find a backup plan.
And you can't really put it on your profile or have someone then say, no, this guy's not, he's not shockwaved. Right? You know, he's not sparkwaved.
Oh my gosh. Hi, I'm Dave and I can't get an erection.
That's right.
How's dinner?
Yeah. How's dinner? And let's just talk about your kids. You know?
Oh my gosh, that flew by. We need to talk about that more, but we will have that gentleman on our show soon. Thank you so much, Dr. Jack. Committees for joining me.
Always happy.
Our phone number during the week is 512-238-0762. You know, Dr. Mystery gets upset that I do these, I think, without him, but I told him it's job security. Like, I'm the only one at our clinic that knows how to run the show.
That's right. We do this radio, it will all be bad and music will overlap, and that's, it's terrible.
It's like an award show. We're being musicked out. And you can email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. Our website is armormenshealth.com. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. Email questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back with the Armor Men's Health Hour.